Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
This is Phyllis Karsnia from International Falls. I'm reading an excerpt from my book, A Bit of Irish Gold. And this excerpt is about Annie's store in Dungannon in 1888. Annie stood in her doorway, watching Matt walk down the street. Fate had brought him from Dongamore into her little produce store. Minutes later, she was feeling a sense of loss as fate took him away. Thinking about the impulsive kiss she'd just given a man leaving Ireland forever, she felt herself blush. Silently, she begged, "Please write to me, Matt." When Barbara, Annie's favorite sister-in-law, came into the store, Annie blurted out the story of the encounter. "Sure, and wasn't I sitting behind the counter sewing when the door banged? It startled me, and I dropped my spool of thread. The stranger and I both ran to pick it up, and we bumped heads. When we stood up, we were eye to eye. He was that short, but handsome, with black curly hair. 'You bumped heads. That means you'll be marrying the man.' 'That's just an old Irish superstition,' Annie sputtered, her milky white skin turning pink. 'How can I marry him? He's on his way to America.' Normally a feisty 16-year-old, Annie's body slumped. Head bowed, she murmured, 'I'll not see him again.' While working in the store, Annie tried to imagine Matt's journey. Each day she wondered how far he'd gotten. Did he get to Glasgow? Did he find a ship? Had he landed safely in America? 2 months later, the postman delivered a letter from America. Annie held the letter over her pounding heart before ripping open the envelope. 'Dear Annie.' He said, 'Dear Annie.' Annie ran for stationery. 'Dear Matt.' Matt answered her quickly, telling about his experiences in New York. Her heart still leaped at the greeting when she saw, "Dear Annie, I'm all settled here in New York. My new friend Mac helped me get a job on the docks and a room in his boarding house. Frida rules the boarders, who are mostly Irish, with an iron fist. Mac is an adventurous man, and I've ridden on trolleys with sparks flying overhead and a train called an L on high stilts above the city. New York is crowded with people and high buildings close together. I plan to visit St. Patrick's Cathedral as soon as I can buy decent clothes. I hear 'tis a grand cathedral that took 20 years to build. I stop to pay my respects to our patron saint at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Armagh on my way to Dungannon. But now I hope to pay him my gratitude at another grand St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City." Annie's mother, Susan, overheard Barbara teasing Annie about the letters. They were seated around the table at a traditional Sunday dinner with all the family. Susan demanded to hear the entire story. Annie glared at Barbara before explaining to her mother about meeting Matt when he came in to buy an orange. With the wicked gleam in her eye, Barbara said, "They bumped heads." A staunch believer in Irish superstition, Susan said, "I forbid you to write to that man." "Ma, his letters are so interesting. From Glasgow, Matt worked out his passage on a ship sailing to America. During a bad storm, he almost drowned. Now he's working on the docks in New York, but he intends to own land someday." "Are you not too young to be writing to somebody I've never met, and him off to a foreign land?" "But, Ma, he's a Catholic. He stopped at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Armagh to pay his respects before leaving Ireland, and now he plans to visit the grand new St. Patrick's in New York." "I forbid you to write. I'll not hear another word from you."
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.